News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Bryan School Board today endorsed recommendations by a task force of administrators and teachers to improve discipline issues. Board approving the addition of 10 educators as campus behavior management specialists. Bryan ISD's Director of Professional Development, Kelly Norgaard, says they'll be ready to assist at the start of the next school year, primarily with brand new teachers to Bryan ISD.
When you're a new hire in Bryan ISD, if you're a first-year teacher, you get a lot of information, but we've got to get it to you before you can ever meet your kids and have a chance of being successful. Well, their success is predicated on the capacity that they have to take that and actually use it. And as you know, they all develop at different rates, just like our kids do. And so one of the things that I spent a lot of time in my job doing, and that's going out and supporting those that didn't quite have the capacity to implement everything as we taught it to them in the beginning. We have a lot that do. They do, and their campus supports them, and they thrive and do beautiful things. But we have some folks sometimes who need extra coaching. And we need to be able to have a way to get that extra coaching to them that is grounded in what are the essential learnings for Bryan ISD teachers. And so we are proposing as a committee, as a task force, something that we're calling the Campus Support Specialist. These folks will have the purpose of supporting our campuses, namely supporting our teachers, but then a byproduct of that is really going to be supporting our kids as well, to really begin to implement the tenets of PBIS, of being positive and proactive rather than being reactive and punitive, of how we get kids to engage in instruction and engage in behavior expectations as well. And so rather than just, you know, waiting until someone is really in need of assistance, we want to be able to deploy people at a timely manner so that we don't wait until the end and we feel like someone is just, they're so far gone, we're not sure where to begin to intervene and where to help. And so the proposal is that we have 10 new professional positions, people who have experience teaching and teaching well, people who have experience in implementing a behavior management system with fidelity and being able to articulate why it works in their room, not just, well, I'm just a good teacher, I'm not really sure why. We need them to be able to understand why does something work in their room? What are the structures that they put in place? And so our proposal is to have 10 of those staff members. We would like for them to start in the spring, like now, in the spring of 2018, because we need to begin to induct and train them on what are going to be our essential learnings for them as support roles for staff. They will actually be a part of the Essential Learnings PD that we're going to do this summer. As you know, we front-loaded two of our TE days on the calendar that you approved. And what that means is that we're going to have 2 days of district-initiated professional development that is grounded in what we want all of our staff to know and be able to do when students come on board in August. And so the idea of those TE days is to forego 2 days in August. And so we're going to have a team that can then implement this PD all through June and July so that a teacher could foreseeably come 2 days in June and then be able to start back 2 days later in August because she already engaged in the essential learnings PD that we said was necessary for her for the 2018-19 school year. And so this team would be an integral part in doing that. And then the idea would be they'd be ready for deployment in August. And so you're thinking, okay, deployment, what does that look like? Well, the next slide kind of shows you the way that we're thinking. We've looked at a lot of districts who've done this, and there's a lot of systems out there. And I think we've kind of designed a system that will really work for us in Bryan. And the idea is for it to be a call ticket kind of system. So within our, the same way that someone would submit, you know, a technology help ticket saying, this is my need, here's what I've tried, now I need somebody who's better than me to come out here and help me fix this. The idea is this will be very prescriptive professional development so that we know everyone got the same essential learnings. We know the new teachers went through the New Teacher Institute. We know everyone else went through those, whatever our two TE day topics are going to be. But there's going to be some who are going to need extra support. And so we want to be very proactive and very early in the way that we coach them. So if I am Lane Boobin and I'm at Bryan High School and I've got a teacher who I believe that we as a campus have done all these things to support her and we've put some things in place and we're a presence in her classroom, but it's still not clicking and we need more support. So then Lane would go in and he'd fill out a call ticket. And it sounds like that sounds very sterile and very impersonal. But the idea is if we do it this way, we will be able to track the data of what the campus has done, track the data of the interventions we're applying, and then see the success of that teacher once we do begin to evaluate her throughout the school year. So I gave you just a very rough sketch of what a call ticket could look like. This is very, very small. It is completely just a sample. But for example, maybe he's saying, you know, we need somebody to come and do a PBIS walkthrough. Our campus is doing PBIS with fidelity and it's just not working in her classroom. So we need one of our specialists to come and do a walk. Maybe there's a couple kiddos in her third period that are the ones that she just cannot connect with. Their behavior is impeding learning. So maybe we need to have a student observation. maybe we need this an outside person to come in and give us some real data and some real feedback on why are these kids' behaviors getting in the way of this teacher being successful. And then if there's some PD that Lane really feels like he thinks would be, you know, really applicable for her because he knows her the best, he might check off some kinds of PD that he'd like her to have. So then we deploy. That's where these specialists come in. We deploy these specialists to go to that teacher at Bryan High School and spend some time in that classroom, watching her, observing her, coaching and talking with her during her conference period, coming back, trying to put some things in place, and continuing some really long-term sustained support. More than just a drive-by, you know, doing a walkthrough and I never see this person again, but really sustaining the PD and the support that we're trying to provide for her. It'll be very personalized. I could see it happening because I get calls quite early. You know, we've hired, you know, we have 19 first-year teachers on our campus, and we've got three that we can already tell you that they're going to struggle. And so instead of waiting until we've done lots of feedback and walkthroughs and all this, we can get somebody in there earlier to intervene so that instruction and achievement are not negatively affected by the fact that our teacher did not quite have the capacity to get all the skills that we needed her to have before she met our kids. So in a nutshell, that's really what it would look like. Our goal is that we would have 10 in a district the size of ours with the unfortunately, the turnover rate that we have and the amount of new folks that we bring in on an annual basis. I think 10 is a very realistic number because I know what I do on a regular annual basis as far as supporting you know, new teachers, veteran teachers who haven't quite adapted to our changing demographics yet, veteran teachers who maybe need some help in what one of our new programs is going to look like on her campus because she doesn't have the tools for that. It could be a myriad of reasons, but there needs to be a team that can be deployed to do this. We have a great instructional coach model already in place that supports content and instruction. But as I showed you in the beginning, Domain 2 success instruction is predicated on what happens in Domain 3, and that's the learning environment where the kids and behavior can get in the way.
The additional staff's estimated to cost almost $700,000. This is just one of many recommendations in this discipline improvement plan. Members of the task force not only included administrators and teachers, but also two members of the Bryan School Board. One of those members, Felicia Benford, spoke this afternoon.
It was surprising at the first meeting to hear some of those numbers and then to hear some of the things the staff said, not only about the district, but about us as a board. And, you know, Ruthie and I sat there and I was like, Ruthie was a little calm and I was like, they're talking about us. You know, I don't like that. But some of the things they said were really true. And we looked at it from, you know, different areas. Crystal had us here all night. And then after the meetings, they would stay again in the parking lot because they want to ask different questions. And, you know, one of the principals, she just came up and she said, well, you can pay for something or you can pay the attorneys. Y'all are so well doing that. And I thought, oh, my God. And then when you look at it, I wasn't worried about Lane and Benny. They weren't really concerned because when you looked at the data and they had it, it wasn't a lot of problems coming from their school. It was those elementary and middle and some of the things they were doing. And if we don't catch a hold of that now, we're going to be paying in the long run. And, you know, and I always said the same thing. I said, oh, God, that's a lot of money. Dave's going to die. That's a lot of money. Dave's going to die. But, you know, when they went through it, I said, this is something that's important. It's something we've been asking for. STAR program is great. But I told her, and I don't think that any board member wants all the kids going to the STAR program. Because then we're going to have a use for a building. Because all the kids will be over there. But I think that the thing that really made it come to be something positive is the teachers. It wasn't what the principal said, because they're going, you know, they were their coach to say that. But the teachers that were actually in those meetings that are dealing with these issues, you know, and you got one there that's saying the kid threw a chair at her. And she wasn't mad about it. She was trying to find a solution to try to alleviate some of these things happening. And it wasn't the administrator, like I say, they know what to say. But it was those teachers that actually say, you know, we have a problem in Bryan ISD. No, I don't make a lot of money. No, I got a lot of headaches, but I'm not leaving. I'm here to try to make things better for me and the other teachers. And so that's when I told Crystal, we got to really look at that, because those are the people that we really have to keep, is those teachers. And then some of them even said, some teachers we lost, putting something in place like this to show that we're trying to do something different might come back. They went somewhere because it's so different and so easy. But if they see that we're trying to do something different, then we'll gain those teachers back. And that's some of the objective they said they were going to do. They're rolling it out to try to get those teachers to come back in. And that's a win for us. And where it may look like we don't have the money, you know, and Dr. Whitbeck, we told her, go and ask everybody, what can you put on the table and give up? What can you give up? But somebody might have to give something up. And either it's give it up voluntarily or we come and we just have to just start taking a little bit, because this is something too important that we've been dealing with for a long time that we just can't keep putting it up. We can't keep putting it on the back burner.
Again, comments from Bryan School Board member Felicia Benford. She and Board member Ruthie Waller represented the board on a larger task force of administrators and teachers to improve discipline issues in Bryan ISD. Recommendations were endorsed this afternoon, most of the discussion focusing on the addition of 10 educators as campus behavior management specialists. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.